good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord. Good evening out there in Radio Land. I'm your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, and I'm here with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, who will bring forth the word of the Lord. But before we come forth with the word, I just have a brief scripture I'd like to read to you. It's in Psalm 34, and it reads, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamped around about them that fear him and delivered them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, you children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." Blessed be the reading of the word. Those of you just tuning in, is Psalms 34 verses 1 through 11. And I'm just here to tell you to continue to fear the Lord with a reverent fear. We're not intimidated by the teachings that of the precious gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's what he desires for us to do, be led by his precious spirit. Many of you have said, "Lord, lift the veil to me. I desire to go beyond that veil." And we have to take all that comes behind that veil. Amen. And we have to know that the Lord have a desire for us to prosper and be in good health. It's not a healthy fear. Amen. To be afraid of the Lord, but to fear him, knowing that he is the Most High, the true and living sovereign God, amen, that he is able to do all things but fail. So trust in him, knowing that he is our helper, our keeper, our way maker, and he have desire, amen, for you to come to the knowledge of the truth, amen. Know who he is, know who he is, amen, because we know that the Lord is not a bully, amen. He loves his children. He loves those things which he's made, amen. And without further ado, we're going to have Prophet come forth with the word. Amen.
Amen. We thank Pastor Tara Hawthorne for the beautiful word and the Psalms that she read in regards to the Lord. And this is some trying times that we're in. And these are times for to engage the enemy. These are times to not to pack your bags and just give in or just go on vacation spiritually. But in the spiritual sense, it's time for us to engage the enemy. And in order to fight the enemy, we must realize that this is not a natural war that we're fighting. It's a spiritual battle, and you must be equipped with the Holy Spirit to fight this battle. And we talk about this all the time. So we talk about warfare. We talk about putting on the armor of God and maybe to stand the wiles of the enemy. We talk a lot of things, but we're not willing to do the things that we need to do to walk the path of righteousness. And I'm just going to just go over to 2 Peter, it's 2 Peter in the first chapter, and we're going to read some verses here. But I just want you to listen clearly what I'm trying to speak with you tonight, because in order to fight this battle, we must stop looking at everything in regards to a flesh and blood type thing. We must look at this thing as a spiritual thing, because if you don't, you're going to be blinded the way that you're blinded now, and things are going to continue to occur the way that they're occurring, and you're not going to be able to fight the enemy properly. And you're going to get upset, you're going to get confused, and some of you are going to basically just give up and become part of the problem and not the solution. So it's extremely important that we keep ourselves mindful of the battle that we are in. And like Pastor said, we should not be fearful of God. God is here to direct us through his son, Jesus. He's there to help and assist us. And he's there. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for. And we have painted this picture of, the enemy has painted this picture of God is this person that has created us that don't want us to be able to do anything. And that's the way that the enemy has created and has put the picture to people that are Christians. He just don't want us to be able to do anything. He wants us to control us. But the enemy is the one that's trying to control you. But he has painted the picture, the enemy, in your minds that it's Jesus that wants to control you. But we know that Jesus don't want any robot. We know this. And the enemy controls you with the different things that you have, the habit and the addictions. That's your control. That's what the enemy's doing. Through the habits, through the addiction, whether it be that you're addicted to drugs or you're lusting or whatever it be, you're operating covetous practices or you're operating deceit or lying, you're being controlled by that spirit that's being dictated by the enemy. But we're just going to go to the scripture in 2 Peter, the first chapter. We're going to read the third verse down to approximately the ninth verse. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Let's talk about his divine power. The divine power of God, when he came, he died, and he rose again. That divine power has given us power to live right, power to walk right, power to do the will and purpose of Christ. This is what the Holy Spirit is there for. It's as his divine power has given us to all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. So the call is there. He has given us the right equipment to do the will and purpose of Christ. Let's go down a little farther. By which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. So we escape this corruption. We talk about it all the times, and Pastor always talk about, I'm always in Romans, and talking about walking in the spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. I talk about that a lot. I talk about basically looking in the mirror and not liking what you're seeing, because this is not flesh and blood we're dealing with. We're dealing with walking in the spirit and dealing with operating in the spirit. And if we have done this, then the corruption of the world, it's supposed to be gone. The lust of the world, whatever, the corruption of the world, whatever, is that your old man is gone. He's gone. You're a new creature in Christ. Old things have all those things have passed away. So get out of your mind about the past, the things of the past, what happened in the past. Because when you came to the knowledge of the truth, you received the Holy Spirit, you were baptized in the name of Jesus, you accepted Christ, then you became a new creature. You became a new man. You became a new woman. I don't care what the enemy tries to tell you. Whatever sins that you have committed prior to that, it's gone. It's washed away. Jesus, he don't remember it anymore. The enemy, the one that's trying to control you and try to manipulate you, he'll try to bring those things back up. If you had addiction of drugs, he'll try to bring up, once a drug dealer. I mean, once an addict, always an addict. If you had problems with lust and so forth like that, he'll try to go with man's wisdom. Yes, you have certain circumstances, situations that basically, if you don't die daily, that you can go back to that. But that's not who you are right now. You're a son and daughter of the Most High God. You're going to operate in that way. You're going to use the gift and talents that the Lord has given you, and you're going to engage the enemy. And in order to engage the enemy and know who you are in Christ, you must remember that no matter what. I am a creator of Christ. Christ has put his spirit in me, and I am a child of the King. I'm not no longer part of the world. I've given the world up. Not saying I'm too high and mighty and put my pants up and rolling my pants up. I'm so high and mighty that I can't help and assist anybody. I'm there to help and assist. But I know who I am in Christ, and I know that I'm a new creature, and all old things have passed away. All things have become new in Christ. Okay, we're going to read down a little further. But also for these very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness. So these are some things that's going to happen when you receive the Holy Spirit. You're not going to be the same person that you were before you received the power of God. There's certain things that's going to happen. You're going to become more spiritual. You're going to be more spiritually discerning of things. You're going to start using the wisdom knowledge of God. You're going to get away from man's wisdom, man's knowledge, the way man, and you're going to start to operate in what God is trying to get you to operate in. That way you can engage the enemy. You cannot engage the enemy by going out there if you don't like something that's going on and start fighting with your fist. I don't like this. Or start name calling about certain things that you don't like. I'm just going to call names about certain people and what they're doing and what their lifestyle is. That's not how we operate. You can go out there, you can put all my picket signs. You can talk about something you don't like in regards to something, and you can call the person all kinds of names of something that you don't like, but it's not going to change the situation. That's not the way you engage the enemy. That's not engaging the enemy the way that the Lord is saying. But all these things, for this very reason, give all diligence as to your faith, virtue to virtue, knowledge. Knowledge will tell you that it's not going to matter. To knowledge, self-control. Self-control going to tell you no matter how you feel about the situation, by going out there and handling it with your flesh and blood, it's not going to happen the way that you have going to happen. You're probably going to land yourself in jail, or you're going to be called. You just on so much on the left wing that you can't deal with people. You don't know how to deal with people. You're going to be, the enemy is going to allow it to be in this. He's going to allow people to look at you in the way that your good is going to be evil spoken of. You're not going to be no good to man or woman, no matter how much word that you have, because you're not engaging the enemy the way that you're supposed to engage the enemy. But that's going to go, we're going to go down a little farther. To godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. The only way we're going to do this thing and do this thing the way that the Lord wants us to do this thing in regards to engaging the enemy, we must show love no matter what. Even and looking at sin straight in the eye and people, we must still engage in love. And the same way that we were lost to the world and doing the things of the world, love showed us a different way. And it's because what I was speaking about, the divine power that was given to us, we see now a more excellent way. We don't see the same way that we seen before. We don't see, our eyes don't see the same things that we seen before we became to the knowledge of the truth. In the same way, we have to engage the enemy with love. Love our enemies just like they're our friends. I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. I know it's not an easy thing to do, but this is part of engaging the enemy. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you do these things, if you really allow the Lord to become part of you, you allow the Holy Spirit that's in you to sup with you, you let this be a daily relationship with Christ, then what we're saying, what I'm saying tonight, is the divine power that is given to all of us, put into life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, these things are going to happen. You're going to basically become more a reasonable person. You're going to operate in diligent. It's going to add faith and virtue. Virtue is going to add knowledge. Knowledge to self-control. To self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness. And all this is going to operate, and you're going to start operating in love. Not a man and manly and worldly type of love that's temporary, but a love of agape, because you're part of Christ. Like, I know how you really feel. I'm not going to sit here and talk about you in a negative way. I know how you truly, I know truly what you're going through. And this is, I'm just giving an example in regards to when you're dealing with people. You're not going to talk about them behind their back. You're going to basically give them sound advice that's spiritually led. You're going to speak with people in regards to engaging enemies. Like, you need to basically know who you are in Christ. And knowing who you are in Christ, you must use the gifts and talents that has been given to you for uplifting of the kingdom and tear the kingdom of Satan down. Everyone has a calling. You've been called to do something. And this is how you're going to speak. You're going to speak engaging type conversations of a person to another person that's trying to get yourself together. That way you can fight the enemy on the battlefield. You're going to speak with them no matter what their background may be different to you. Who cares what color you are, what race, what creed you are. It shouldn't matter. And this is where we mess up. And this is where we screw up. We got all these races. We got all these creeds. We got all these little different things that separate us. But with God and his son Jesus, there is no separation. Who is Jew? Who is Greek? In Christ, we all. We're all one body. Many members of one body. And the foot and the arm in Christ is the same. It's no different. If you cut your foot off, you ain't going to walk right. We all know this in regards to if you start taking body parts off and trying to eliminate body parts, something's not going to operate right. So we're all one body of Christ. So therefore, I don't know how much time I have here. So therefore, he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he has cleansed from his old sins. So basically, if you don't remember who you are in Christ, if you don't use the divine power that God has given you, you're not going to be able to engage the enemy, and you're short-sighted, and you're blind, and you're going to go back and forget that you haven't even been cleansed, and you're going to go back to the old man. My time has ran out. But remember, we must engage the enemy, but we must do it in a spiritual way, walking by the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We encourage your prayer requests as well as your praise reports. Visit us on the web at www.GodChasersMinistries.org. That's GodChasersMinistries.org. We want to hear from you, or contact us at 334-434-1312. And until next time, may God continue to bless you.